We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Beis. We begin Hilchas Kibud Ovoim. And Rav Nosson Zal has some really special things here. He bases a lot of it on what the Arizal tells us parents give to a child on a very spiritual level. So let's see. Halacha Aleph. Ki Isa, it is brought, and here he means in the writings of the Arizal, in the Zohar HaKodesh, She'oviv ve'imoi noisnen loy levush l'nishmosoi, that the father and mother give their child a garment for his neshama, a garment, a covering, some type of a special light that they give to the soul of the child that comes from them. It's called a levush. V'haneshama hi ha'sechel. And we know that very often we use the word neshama and sechel interchangeably. When we put on tefillin in the morning, we say shehaneshama shebamoichi imshar chushai v'kachose, that I beg Hashem that my neshama that's in my brain, together with my other senses, should all be loyal and devoted to Hashem. So the neshama is associated very much with the brain, the sechel. So when we say that the parents give the neshama a garment, it means they give the sechel of their child a garment. K'may shekosav Rabbeinu, as Rabbeinu Zal writes in a few chapters in Likutei Moran, that the brain is the neshama. Rabbeinu Zal talks about it in chapter 38, in chapter 192, and in the second half of Likutei Moran in Torah Ches, paragraph Yud Gimel. Nimtza, therefore, shekol sichloi v'hasagosoi mekabel al yedei levush shemekabel me'ovev imoi, that the entire sechel and understanding of Hashem that a person has in this world, he receives via that garment that his parents gave to his neshama. V'chol ma shenitvaseif he'ora b'halavush hanal nisrabe o'er nishmosoi dainu chachmosoi, and the more that garment shines and glows, the more powerful that the light of that garment that his parents give him shines, the better the seichel of that person, the more brightly the seichel of that, because his seichel is affected very much by this garment, this spiritual garment. V'alkein, and therefore, chayev lechabdom, we are required to show respect to our parents. Because through the respect that I give to my parents, that injects light into their souls. Kovoid, another word for kovoid is oyer. The Gemara says, Ein kovoid ela toira. There's a Mishnah in Perkei Avos where it says that kovoid is toira. And the Mishnah brings a pasuk, Kivoid chachomim yincholu, that chachomim inherit, receive kavod. And we know that Torah is synonymous with light. The famous pasuk, kiner mitzvah v'toira oir. So when I'm giving kavod to a parent, I'm giving light, I'm shining a light into the parent's neshama, k'meshekosu b'maymar dirshu, as Rabbeinu Zal discusses in Torah Lamed Zayin in Likutei Moran, Al Maimar Rabbeinu, as related to the Gemara, which says, "Hi zoharu bezokin sheshokach talmudoi lechabdoi." The Gemara there makes a few statements, and Rabbeinu Zal explains them, and he explains the connection between them. One statement that the Gemara there is, "Be careful regarding an elderly person who was a Talmud Chacham and forgot his learning. Be careful to show him respect." That's number one. And the Gemara says in the same breath, in the same statement, V'hi zoharu bibnei am ha'oretz l'chabdom. And be careful also to show respect to children whose parents are not Talmidei Chachamim. Why? Shemehem teitzei Torah. Because very often, just because the parents are not Talmidei Chachamim, doesn't mean that the kids won't be. We've seen many cases where children are zoicha to become major Talmidei Chachamim, even though their parents were not. I have incredible, everything is hashkocha. Last night I had the schus to attend a wedding 2 blocks from my house here in Tamir of a grandson of my Rebbe in elementary school. When I went to Turvadas Elementary School in Brooklyn, New York, a couple of years ago, 3-4 years ago when I was in elementary school. So I had a Rebbe there who's very famous in the New York area. His name is Rabbi Mitnick. He originates from Yeshiva Chaim Berlin, and he was a Rebbe in Yeshiva Torah Vadas for many years, maybe 20 years. And Hashem worked it out that I had this Rebbe for 3 years, which is unusual, you know, in Yeshiva. I had him for 5th grade, 7th grade, and 8th grade. This Rebbe was something very unique. When he saw me, he stood up all the way, and he hugged me, kissed me, and took me to all of his grandchildren to introduce me to them. He said, he always introduces me that we were classmates. He says, we were classmates on the other side of the table, you know, obviously, you know, on opposite sides of the table, but he always says classmates. And he says, imagine how lucky a Rebbe is to have students that he can learn from. You know, he was very complimentary and very loving and warm. But one of the things I remember, he was very personal. He invited the class to his house on different occasions, Purim other times. And he introduced us at one point to his father. And I remember him telling us that his father was a very hardworking person. I don't remember what. I remember seeing very tough hands, you know, the hands of a person who's used to working with his hands. And I remember thinking at the time, look at this. Look how this father was zeicher to have a son who became a Rebbe in Yeshiva, who taught a few thousand students, Kanainahara, that went through his class, and he had tremendous effect on each one of the students. And this is an example where the father was not a Talmud Chacham, he was a very poshut Jew, but from him came forth Talmid Chachamim, my Rebbe, and his brother was also a Rebbe in a yeshiva. You know, you have people like this. So the Gemara warns that a Jew should show respect, number one, to an elderly Talmud Chacham who forgot his learning, Chas V'Shalom. We know that such things happen, unfortunately, sometimes. Rachmona Litzlan. And also to the children of an Amoritz, from whom will come forth Torah sometimes. Ayin Shom, look over there in Likut Imran, Torah Lamed Zayin. V'haklal, Rav Nosson Zal, basically, what Rabbeinu Zal emphasizes there is, Sheshoyresh hakoil hu hakovoid. The origin of everything and the foundation of everything, the root of everything, is kovoid. We mentioned many times that the Sifrei Kabbalah ask, why did Hashem create? Why did Hashem go ahead with the creation? The creation meaning this world that we live in, together with all the other worlds. And usually they give two answers. One answer is that because Hashem wanted to share his goodness, he wanted to have upon whom to bestow his goodness, his kindness. That's one answer. Another answer is because one of the most important attributes of Hashem is Malchus, kingdom. Hashem is a king. And in order to be king, you have to have who to be king over. Ein melech beloyam. There's no such thing as a king without a nation, without a people. So therefore, therefore, the purpose for creation, the root of everything is Hashem's Malchus, which is synonymous with kovod. We say melech hakovod, it says in Tehillim, number one. And also we have that famous final mission in Pirkei Avos, where the Mishnah says, Kol ma shebora kodesh baruch hu boilamai, everything that Hashem created, loibora elo lechvoidoi, he created it only for his kavod. And the Gemara brings the pasuk, lechvoidi berosiv yitzartiv afasisiv, that all the worlds were made for my kavod. So the kavod is the shoyrish of everything. It's the root of everything. V'chol davar nichsof l'sharoshoi. And everything has a deep connection and a yearning to its roots, which means to kavod. Everything yearns for kavod. It has a magnetic attraction to kavod. Al kein, therefore, al yedei ha-kavod maschil ha-nefesh le-hisoyrer u-le-hisgalois. Ayin shom. Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likut Imran that when we give kovod, when we show respect, whether it be to a parent, whether it be to the rabbi who forgot his learning, whether it be to the children of an Amoritz who are going to become Talmidei Chachamim, when we give kavod, that turns on the nefesh. That's the gasoline in the tank. That's what fuels the nefesh, because the nefesh comes from kavod. All the souls originate from the Kisei HaKavod. That's their shoyrish. Their origin is in kavod. They're all tied into kavod. So when we give kavod to a nefesh in a proper way, in a healthy way, that turns on the nefesh. And that allows the nefesh to show itself, to show its goodness. Ayin Shom, look over there in Likutei Moran, Torah Lamed Zayin, where Rabbeinu Zal expounds on this. Visehu, now we understand the mitzvah in the Aseres HaDibrois. By coincidence, this is this week's Parsha. We're going to be laning Parshas Yisroi this week, right? Aseres HaDibrois, Kabe de Savicha Vesimechum. Leman Yarichun Yamecha. The Pasuk says over there, why should you give respect to your parents? So that you'll have long life. Rab Nosson Zal says, Ki Arichus Yomim Hu Bechinas Hasogas HaChochma. We know that long life is synonymous spiritually with higher level understanding. We know that usually a child understands less. The older a person gets, the longer they live, the smarter they get, the higher the level of understanding. So when we give a person a bracha, you should live long, what we're actually saying in other words is, you should be zeicha to grow in chachma, in understanding. Ki arichas yomim hu bechinas hasogas hachochma, kimavur b'divrei Rabbeinu kama pomim. As Rabbeinu Zal discusses in many places in Likutei Moran, we had this recently in Likutei Halachos, where Rav Nosson Zal was based on Torah Zion in Likutei Moran Tanina, and he spoke about Tukufos Hayomim, Tukufos Hashonim. He spoke about how in Olam Haba, time is measured by Sechel. Higher level Sechel represents larger unit of time. Over there's no physical time. So there we measure time by advancement in Chochmah, advancement in Sechel. So the term Arichas Yomim, when we say that Hashem should bless a person, he should be zech to be in the world leyoim shekulo yoroich, in the world where there's long days, longevity of life, it means where people achieve much, much higher levels of understanding of Hashem. Kemoi shekosuv, as the pasuk says in Koheles, hachochma techaye, chochma gives life, which means again, chochma is life. So great chochma is long life, is great life. You follow? Dahinu, al yedei shenoisein lohem kovoid. By a child giving them, the parents, kovoid, shaydeze nizgadel nafsham, this expands their nefesh, because we said the nefesh comes from kovoid, and the nefesh draws itself to, is attracted to kovoid. So when a child gives kovoid to the parents, that expands their nefesh. Vaydeze memela meir levushoy shenim shachloy mehem. And by expanding their nefesh, he's helping himself, because the levush for his neshama comes from them, from their nefesh. So if their nefesh expands, automatically the levush of the child's neshama is going to expand. Vazai zoiche lahasigu lekabel chochma, which means if the levush of his neshama expands, he's going to be able to have higher and higher level understanding of Hashem. He's going to be zoiche to be masig greater degrees of chochma by this improved levush to his neshama. Vehi bechinas arichas yomim, and reaching the achieving these higher levels of understanding of Hashem is synonymous with long life. Another way that we say that in the Torah is arichas yomim, long life. Baruch Hashem. This is halacha aleph, which you have to remember. Rav Nosson Zal wrote at the earliest point when he was youngest. Usually the halacha alephs throughout Likutei Halachos are much shorter. The wording is much more clipped, you know, much less wordy, less explanation, unfortunately, less expounding and explaining and clarifying. And so those are some of the difficulties sometimes in the Halacha Alephs. And in this particular case, he's tapping into the Arizal and Zohar HaKodesh. So it's highly spiritual stuff. But on again, on our level, he taught us, Rav Nosson Zal taught us from the Arizal, that every Jew has a neshama. When a child is born, besides having a neshama, the parents provide a levush to that neshama, a garment. The term levush, we know, is always synonymous with kavod. Rabbeinu Zal quotes the famous Gemara, which says Rabbi Yochanan called his clothing his kavod. The kavod of a person is his clothing. A king wears royal robes. A rabbi wears rabbi's clothing. A wealthy person wears wealthy person. You know, each the kavod is reflected by the levush. So this levush that the parents provide for the child's neshama is associated with kavod. And Rav Nosson Zal is teaching us that souls generally are affected in a major way by kavod, because the souls originate from the kisya kavod. So now when a child is zeichet to show respect for a parent, by doing that, he injects life, major spiritual life, into the souls of the parents, which is connected to the levush of the child's neshama. When their souls light up, some of that light is transmitted back to the levush of the child's neshama. And when his levush shines brightly, that means he's zoichet to a higher capacity of understanding Hashem. He's zoichet to get to higher and higher levels of understanding Hashem. Rav Nosson Zal says that's why the Pasuk says, show them respect so that you'll have long life. Another word for long life is higher level understanding of Hashem.